All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. What is May 19th, 2024? Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Hope it's great wherever you are at. It is Sunday. Haven't done a podcast for a bit. I don't know. I've just been doing a lot of different things. I actually sat down the other day and tried to do one. Just didn't really have anything to talk about. I'm sort of going through one of those I don't have a lot to talk about kind of moments. So I thought I'd just come up here and see if I can chat something out. And if I don't, I'll turn it off. If I do, well, there it is. But it is Sunday. Not a lot going on. I've actually been trying to clean up a lot of loose ends, not even just from like closing down the salon, really just from moving. We moved like in July. It'll be 2 years ago. And you know, I still have a lot of little loose ends laying around, and one of them being, actually, I shouldn't really blame the move. We had like a storage area sort of finished off into like a little office area up here, and it's kind of just been catching all the junk. And we actually had like a ping pong table up here. It was sort of like an attic, and so we had a ping pong table, but it was not, you know, there was no insulation, no drywall. And so we had it finished, right? We put some insulation and we put some drywall. And in that process, all the things we had sort of set up, we had put up curtains and a ping pong table and just a bunch of junk. And obviously when they had to do the work, we had to move everything around. And so they did the work and we sort of threw everything back in here. And it's just kind of been like I did hang a TV. Had a TV from our other house that I hung up in here. Whoa, sorry. And, you know, got a couch and a love seat for up here. And just, you know, it's really a place for the kids to come up here with their friends and hang out and stuff like that. But it's sort of been half done. And we had curtains and we had, but everything got taken down when the work was done. So long story short, I've just decided, I was up here yesterday and I was like, you know what, tomorrow I have not much going on. And I am going to sort of try to finish this room. And the other thing that sort of pushed me was this, you know, closing down the salon I had. That's where my studio was. And so I've sort of moved my studio up in here. And it's awesome. It's a little echoey, but I am trying to get used to it. I'm trying to hang some pictures and some Pearl Jam posters and some, you know, this and that. And I had some art from the salon that I hung up in here. And so it's actually, I spent the morning hanging stuff, organizing stuff, cleaning up junk, hanging curtains, just all of the little things that, you know, I should have wrapped up a while back, but I think making this a studio is what really pushed me towards it. So, but it was great. A lot of, it's called a successful morning. The room looks great. I'm actually looking around at it now. Yeah, it's very cool. And check that thing off the box. It's sort of been, I wouldn't say giving me a lot of anxiety, but I've been thinking about it. And you know, those things you're just like, man, I need to get that thing done. And I just kept procrastinating, you know, the whole story. And but now it's done, or at least it's a lot closer. We can actually come up here and use the room now and not feel like we are hanging out in the attic.
Maybe a thief stole your heart.
The Killers, The Way It Was, great song. I love that band. I just found out, I don't know, maybe it's true. I think it is true, but The Killers are a Christian band, Christian rock band. I don't think they call themselves that, but somebody said that, and then I was like, really? And when I go back and like listen to the music, I'm like, well, maybe it was. So, but anyway, big fan of that band. I was able to see them at Firefly, which was awesome. And then I actually got to see Brandon Flowers in Albuquerque. I don't know how many, 8 years ago. Such a great show. It was like 300 people. It was really cool. But yeah, that is The killer. So yeah, today, I don't know. You know, I'm a little lost in what I've been doing. I know that I talked about doing the podcast with Tracy Viola. I don't know if I've spoken about it. She wrote the book Pretty Wrecked. It was awesome. Man, what a great lady. Great book. Check it out. You can go find it, I think, on Amazon or something. Super good. Good read. I did not read the whole book. I don't know if I shared about this. I just, you know, I'm more interested in the recovery than I am into what got us there. I do like a good drunk log, but it was great to sit down. That podcast is on the Rehoboth Social podcast. If you want to go check it out, we chatted for like an hour. It was really good. Grateful, you know, another great person doing great things, which I appreciate. Anything to help another person try to find recovery is always awesome. And so I did that. And then I went to a meeting Monday night, and it was on the second step. And yeah, second step, you know, it is a came to believe, right? Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. And it's so funny how I really looked at that when I read that the first time, and how it computed in my mind to how I read it and how it computes in my mind today. And, you know, it was so, you know, it's hard for me to remember, but it's, you know, if I think about it, hard enough, right? When I came to this program, I my relationship with anything that was a higher power was just all make-believe. And, you know, I had heard people talking about a higher power and a spiritual awakening, and, you know, and I was definitely interested, but really had no idea how to find it, right? And the problem was I was searching, right? Looking. And it's so weird having to go through all of this, you know, and come out on the other side and realize my real problem, right? My real problem is this self-centered side of me that I always talk about. It's unfortunate. You know, I wish recovery was more complicated. You know, the character defects can get complicated, the shortcomings can get complicated, but the reality of what we have to do in this program is pretty freaking simple, right? It is really, it's pretty laid out, and it isn't hard if we're honest and we want it, right? The problem is that I think what happens is we do parts of it, right? Or 75%, right? Or 50%, or whatever it is we do. And I know, like I've said before, I'm always amazed when someone does the steps right away and feels like they have it pretty locked down, and good for them. I think that's fantastic. But I will tell you or anybody else that we keep evolving. And just when we think we've sort of figured it out, you know, another day shows up, right? And something else comes into our life, and we try to use the program or these steps or the work that we've done to try to understand how it is this thing is working in our life. And, you know, I've always said, you know, whatever I thought was good is probably bad, and whatever's bad is probably good for me. And, but, you know, I'm the guy that thinks, hey, you don't have to work today. I'm like, great, right? But I've, you know, over the time I've realized, you know, I'm a guy that needs to have a hard day's work, right? I need to suffer a bit. And nobody told me that. Right. I can just go through a week, you know, the week I just went through, you know, I worked a couple of days, the days off that I had, which I think in my mind are amazing, right? Because I don't have to work, are some of the crappiest days. And it just reiterates the idea that I need to put in a hard day's worth of work. It doesn't even have to be a hard day's worth of work. I just have to be of service, right? I have to be of service to somebody doing something. And what that does is just takes me out of what I would prefer to do, which would be absolutely nothing, right? And those are my worst days, right? I went to work yesterday. My wife and daughter had a thing to do yesterday, so I was pretty much, I didn't have anything to do, right? I worked for the morning, came home. I thought I had a client a little later. She had to move to another day, so I sort of had a whole day. And I came home. My wife had to get up at like 4:45, so I was sort of tired, and I came home, and I just sort of lazied around. And at the end of the day yesterday, I was like, man, what a waste of a day. And I didn't feel great. I didn't get to go to a meeting. I didn't go to a meeting on Friday because my wife and I went out to dinner, and I was like, well, I'll just go on Saturday. Never went to the meeting. No, I said I'll go on Sunday, which is today. And then my my ex-wife texts me that my son has a piano recital tonight at 7, which is the time I go to the meeting. So I am sort of out of sorts with meetings and a little bit in my head. I am going to go get a 1 o'clock meeting, so it's noon now. So I'll go do that and check that off the box. But, you know, it's just been... It just is a great reminder, man. I need to be busy and I need to be doing stuff. And I needed to be doing stuff that isn't serving me. And but man, that's not the reason I came to this program, right? You know, and I'm sure I've said it, but I was not really did I hate the moments that happened when I was drinking? Absolutely. The big, you know, the bad moments. But when you're sort of like kind of sold to the idea of this is just what my life is going to be, I really had no expectations. I just was kind of bumping along the bottom, and I figured that's how it's going to be, and then one day I'll die. And, you know, when that time came, when I got in the fight and I had the option, I took it, but I didn't know why I was here, right? I know that obviously I was avoiding conversations about my face, right, from getting in a fight. That was my true motivation. Self was like, do not go to work. And coming in like that. And so I just never quite got on board. But I don't really know if I could, to be honest. I don't know if I was ready. I was ready to stop drinking. I just don't know if I was ready for the 12 steps of the program, right? And so it just was very confusing. And today, you know, after working these steps over and over and talking about them till I'm blue in the face, right, I start to understand, right? You know, I came in as a sort of a bad person, right? I'm not robbing banks, but just, you know, just not a great guy, right? Just very selfish, doing what I want, constantly an issue for other people around me, an inconvenience for everybody else, right? But clearly I wasn't paying attention or just didn't care, right? Just did not care about other people, right? And, you know, over the years, what I've learned today is through these steps, the solution to find happiness and recovery and to stay sober is to just be a good person. That's it. That's the burden I have to bear. And if I am not a good person, I feel it, right? I feel it and it's miserable. And so, you know, and I think that that's what the same thing as like as religion, right? And I'm not into religion. I don't do that, but I think that's the same thing. Just be a good person, right? And don't worry about it. Be a good person, but that means like on the outside, physically be a good person, and also on the inside, right? The secrets. And what I've also learned over time is that it's not easy to do that. It's not. You know, you can stop physically doing drugs, right? I can stop. I mean, the simple one is to stop to drink and stop doing drugs, right? Those are the obvious. Sometimes that's enough for some people, I guess. I thought that that was enough for me. I don't think I consciously made that decision, but I do think somewhere in my mind, I quit drinking and I'm like, check that off and I'll just kind of hang out and see what else happens, right? But those are the obvious things. But then you start to work down the list of shitty things that we do, or I do. And you know, some of them are easy. Stop stealing, stop lying, right? Stop, I don't know, womanizing, whatever it is that we do. Stop eating too much, stop spending too much money, you know. But then there's like the shortcomings. And shortcomings is starting to play a bigger role, at least in my thinking about how this works, because like you can stop eating big meals, right? But are we still like eating 10 Oreos when no one's looking, right? Are those our shortcomings? Are they where we're just falling short a little bit? I don't know. I've heard a couple different opinions. I've also heard someone say that shortcomings and character defects are the exact same thing. I don't believe that either. I think there is a character defect, right? There's lying, right? And then shortcomings are little white lies, right? And so, but it doesn't matter. I have to clean all of it up. And what ends up happening is over time, after we work through these steps, you know, we admit, right? We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives have become unmanageable. First humble thing we've done. And then, you know, came to believe, right, and that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. I don't know if I did this one in order, right? I read it, I heard it, self took a version of it, and then we moved on, right? And then the third step, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over the care of a power greater than ourselves. No, of our understanding. A higher power of our understanding or whatever it is. I guess I get the book, but you know what I'm saying, right? When we start making better choices, right? That one was pretty easy, I think, 50% of the time, right? I don't know. I swear to God, I've been doing this program a long time. It's not for like the last few years where I started to realize that the real concept of the third step, you know, make bad choices, it ends up influencing our life in a bad way. Make good choices, right? It starts to influence our life in a better way. And then I started to understand this whole, you know, the umbrella of spirituality that is over us, right? And, or over me, right? To each his own, right? But over me, the spiritual umbrella is starting to become over me. And I'm starting to think like, how come I'm getting rain on one side, you know? And it's because I'm not doing these, making all my choices better, right? I'm doing it 50% of my choices. Early on, I was maybe, you know, I go to meetings, I was not drinking, I was calling my sponsor, but, you know, were my thoughts bad? Probably, right? Was some of my behavior bad? Probably. Was there still sarcasm? All these different little character defects that I hadn't quite addressed. But over time, right? And then we get into those steps, those fourth and fifth steps where we find that moral inventory, and then the sixth and seventh where we start finding those character defects. That's really where we have to start. It's like we shine a light on it. Now, am I going to choose to do better? And early on, I guess I did to a point, right? But I just didn't understand, right? I just didn't quite understand because I had become so used to this uneasy, sad, anxiety-ridden feeling, paranoid, depressed sort of lifestyle and emotional state that I had been in for so long. You know, I was like, you know, I think this is just how it is. So I wasn't starting to feel it. But over time, right, in doing these steps and working, that anxiety's gone away, the depression's gone away, the fear has started to go away, right? And I'm starting to like it. I'm like, man, I dig this. I dig how I feel. I'm free, right? I was telling somebody the other day, I don't know, I don't think I talked about it, but I was sitting on the couch and, man, these demons just kept coming at me like, you need to go do this. And I'm like, I don't need to do that, right? It was, in fact, Sunday night before the podcast. These voices are like, you didn't set up a second microphone. I'm like, I can do that in 3 seconds. They just kept throwing things at me. You didn't do this. And I'm like, it's fine, right? And this is what I feel and think in my mind, right? There's not an actual voice, but it's this feeling, these things that come at me that try to create anxiety and worry and fear inside me. And I'm like, what are you doing? Right? I'm good. It's crazy. And so, you know, just over time, but we start to become better and we feel better. And then the only thing that starts to take us out of that are the 20%, right? We've done 80% really well, but that's 20%, right? It's the last little thing. And those are the hard parts. And, you know, in the end, I think it's just to live in this life of peace, free of being bad, right? And when we are, or some version of it, we feel it. And then we don't like it, and we change it, right? And we start to have this new relationship. And I had a conversation with a buddy of mine who's a hair client, but he's a pastor. And I'm like, man, I think I'm having a spiritual awakening. He's like, yeah. And we were talking about it, and I think the whole point of all this is just to be a good person. He's like, yes, just be a good person, right? You don't have to go crazy, right? Just be a good person in everything that you do. And I think that in the end, though, is really tough, right? It is really tough, And I think that's what keeps a lot of people from sticking around, right? Because we just can't quite be great all the time. And I don't know. So in the end, I feel like it's very, you know, what seems like a very complicated and twisted, wound up situation. In the end, it's just about being a better person. And all the steps do is just really show us how to clean it up, recognize that we do it, teaches us not how to do it anymore, and lets us move on, right? And what a freaking gift. And I'm just really, really grateful. So the problem that I'm having today is that I don't have a lot of issues, right? And that's a good thing, but it doesn't make for a lot of great podcasting. So I don't know. We'll see what this podcast does. I like doing the podcast. I can't remember what I talked about. I feel like I'm repeating myself. I don't want to be a repeater, I guess. I want to try to keep it interesting, and if I'm not, I'm not going to do it anymore. But that is sort of where I'm at today. You know, the second step was on Monday, and I could always just keep going through these steps. But, you know, I think in the end, it's really about just what do we want, right? And I think I had to, figure it out. I guess somebody could have told me, hey, man, if you just stick around, and just in the end, all we want to do is be a better person, right? I guess I would have, I don't know if that would have helped or hurt, but I don't know. I do not know. All right, well, let me see. So that's the second step. And I guess what else I was going to say about that is, listen, if you're on the second step, I wouldn't really worry about it, you know, unless your sponsor tells you differently. I know for me, I just had to kind of not worry about it right now. I just, you know, go to that third step where we start just make better choices and see how that starts to make better your life better, right? I'm very familiar with making bad choices and how it would affect my life and everybody else around me, right? But when I started making better choices, right? And obviously, like I said, the first one's just don't drink, right? See how much life gets better when we don't drink or drug, right? But as time goes on, we'll start to address more of the behavior. But, you know, that third step is really is asking us, hey, just start being a better person. Just start practicing. That's why we have a sponsor. Listen, situations come up. This is what happened. This is what I did. That was good. That was maybe not great. Who knows? But, you know, that's where sponsors and the big book start to help us and start to guide us. And then, but I think the big thing is just be patient, right? Just take your time. There is, like, if you don't do these steps in a certain amount of time, I don't think we immediately fail. But I also am not going to tell a person not to do the steps. I mean, it is your journey. Go into them, get into it, read them, talk to your sponsor about it, you know, feel it out whenever you want. But I also wouldn't beat myself up. I remember, I couldn't figure out what a spiritual awakening was. I couldn't figure out what a higher power was. And it was many years. I mean, it was a lot of time that I still didn't understand. I mean, I thought, you know, I felt like, it's a God in the clouds. I'm just going to pray every night. And, you know, maybe I just don't get what I think I would get, which is a conversation. But today, you know, over time, and I've kept doing this, and I've realized it's really just this place of peace, right? This freedom. And so I guess if you're on the second step, just, you know, read it, talk to it with your sponsor, but don't get yourself too hung up on it. Came to believe, right? Over time, right? I promise, if you have an idea or a feeling with about the second step, it's going to change. If you're new, even if you're 5 years into it, it's going to change, right? I have a lot of people around me that are in like 5, 6, 7 year areas, and I have a few people that are in 5 year areas for the first time. And to me, that was a really tough time, you know, because, you know, I went to the meeting on Wednesday and I shared, man, time, all we want is time, right? Give me a new coin, give me more time. But that is ego. And unfortunately, that is one day away from the moment that brought us to this room. And sometimes our self and pride want to say, look how much time we got. But the devil's like, yeah. And it's one day farther away from that moment that you won't remember. And And 5 years is tough. I know for me, it was very tough, completely clueless and drank. And I have some friends that are like 5, 6, 7 years into their second stint, completely different attitude, right? Yeah, it's dangerous. You got to be careful, but it's a, yeah, just hang in there, man. Go take a nap, wake up and see what you think of the second step because it changes like that. But yeah, let me see. Maybe we could do a little daily reflection and then I'm going to go to a meeting. Go to a meeting. I haven't been to a meeting in the last few days and I feel it. I definitely feel it. And yeah. All right. Giving without strings. Right. May 19th. And he well knows that his own life has been made richer as an extra dividend of giving to another without any demand for a return. Very nice. As Bill sees it, page 69. The concept of giving without strings was hard to understand when I first came into the program. I was suspicious when others wanted to help me. I thought, what do they want to in return? But I soon learned the joy of helping another alcoholic, and I understood why they were there for me in the beginning. My attitudes changed, and I wanted to help others. Sometimes I became anxious, as I wanted them to know the joy of sobriety, that life can be beautiful. When my life is full of love of a loving God of my understanding, and I give that love to my fellow alcoholic, I feel a special richness that is hard to explain. Yes, that is. I think that is a relationship with God, right? I know. Early on, I would get little tastes of it, right? I shared that time when I drove from my first meeting, first day, driving home, not drunk, right? Because that was my biggest thing was drinking and driving, and I remember driving home and not being consumed in fear. Right. And I was never, listen, I never drove my car drunk and was afraid. I wish, right? I had no fear. It was the anxiety and fear and regret and embarrassment and shame that I felt the next day that I did the same thing over, right? And I was like, God damn it, I'm going to get nailed, right? You're going to get nailed, man. And, yeah. And I remember, I did get pulled over driving my car. I was sober. Right. But I was told you cannot drive your car. You do not have a license. And I'm like, well, that must not apply to me. Right. And getting pulled over on my way to work. Well, thank God I was sober. And thank God my boss was friends with the cop because he allowed me to come back and drive, have my dad drive the car home. But I wasn't using the third step. Right. I was sober. Right. But I was not making better decisions. I was still making bad decisions. And thinking that it didn't, the rules didn't apply to me. And so, you know, but these are, I had such shitty behavior for so long. It's hard to just flip that switch, right? But I do remember driving home from my first meeting, not drunk, and just having this place of peace. And I think that was my first little initial introduction to God, which I would later turn out for me to be just a place of peace, free of fear and worry. But yeah. All right. Listen, I hope everyone has a great day. Yeah. If you're new, just hang in there. Came to believe, right? Over time, we'll get this. Just don't drink. Talk to your sponsor. Get a bunch of meetings in. If you have a thought, share it with your sponsor. Talk to somebody about it. And I'm sure that they have a great explanation. All right. Have a great day. Later.